Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Bill the Producer here too. It's been a while, Bill, actually, for you to actually hang over for scuba.
It is, it's been a couple weeks.
At least. It seems much longer. You're missed.
But not long enough.
True. We have that, for sure.
Yes.
Also, Jerry the Diver Guy is on with us via the web. Jerry, how are you, buddy? How are things there at Mountain Divers in Virginia?
Everything's going good.
Everything's going good.
Warm weather finally again.
Yeah. All
it's
right.
Good.
Everything is beautiful.
It's beautiful. And it's not as nice for him as it was for me this week, because I was down in South Florida after spending some time working the Sun and Fun event in Lakeland, Florida.
Right.
Headed down south to dive with Captain Cocktail.
Right.
And I took one of our aviator friends.
Right.
Abington is she's flying back to her home base in Vegas today, but she's in the Delta Sky Club. Where at Abington? Should we say, or is this a special location that you would rather not divulge? What do you think?
Oh, no, it's not top secret at all. I'm in LAX.
LAX, okay. So she's out there on the left coast already, just chilling, getting ready to go back to her home base of Vegas. But we did
they bring you a glass of water?
What?
No, I had to ask for it.
Yeah, okay. Just checking.
Yes, true. They got that whole water issue right now. So, I don't know. They're pretty accommodating there at the Delta Sky Club at LAX.
Yeah.
Actually, last time I was at the Delta Sky Club in LAX, I saw Richard Branson. Yeah, I was there at the grand opening of that one.
Well, they invited you because Richard Branson was going to be there.
Exactly.
Because they wanted a 50-year-old virgin.
And I walked up to him, and security quickly stepped in and escorted me out of the thing. Like, hey, you're not supposed to be here, sir. But whatever, I digress. Let's talk about the diving. Because, Abington is a super pilot in the aviation world. I mean, she was on this TV show, Flying Wild Alaska. She taught the main star how to fly a plane. And so she's like a TV star, but she flies all kinds of jets and prop planes and helicopters. God knows what.
Wow.
I mean, it's everything. She's a super pilot.
Have you ever?
In the biz.
What? Have you ever flown a plane and jumped out of it into the ocean to dive?
No, but I so want to do that. That is like the top of the top of the top of the bucket list. I so want to do that. If you have any hookups on how I can get that done,
actually, I think you could do that. The problem is that you have to be willing to have a disposable plane, and you've really got to time it right.
Can I just have a co-pilot? Will that be okay?
You know what? That is another thought. I hadn't occurred to me on that.
Too easy.
Yeah.
That's one idea. But I don't know. She has not giant stride out of an airplane, but she did off a boat last week. And by the way, if you hear a clinking and, understand, she's at the Delta Sky Club. They're serving her food and drinks and everything else. So that's what that ambiance is. That kind of sets the mode or the mood for our little discussion, right? I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sipping on a glass of wine.
Nice.
Having some fine little, peppered mushrooms.
What is
what the heck? Why are we here?
I know.
Really?
Pass those mushrooms over here.
High Life at the airport terminal.
Well, hey, we serve nice.
Actually, no, I always have Miller High Life at the airport terminal, not wine and peppered mushrooms.
You and the rest of the pilots. But anyway, let's talk about this diving, because we went down to South Florida Diving Headquarters, because she is a relatively new diver. You got certified how long ago, Abington?
Well, it was a couple of years ago, back in 2012, yeah. 13. But I mean, it's been, I don't dive as much as I want to. And so I completed my 10th dive.
Right.
So I'm still very much a newbie.
Very much a newbie, but she handled herself well down there in South Florida. And the goal was to go down and take her diving with Captain Cocktail at South Florida Diving Headquarters and expose her to the reefs down there and just get wet. Just have some fun and more practice. It makes you a better diver. Just like a pilot, the more flying you do, the better a pilot you become. Same thing as a scuba diver. Right, Abington?
Absolutely. It was awesome.
How would you describe the experience? I kind of let her. I'm a dive instructor, and I knew she was relatively new.
Could you tell? Were you able to tell Abington that he was a dive instructor? Was there anything that happened during the course of the day? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Greg's a dive instructor.
What? I was very responsible. I put on my dive instructor cap, and I acted like a good little diving doobie.
Is that true in any way, Abington? I'm asking.
No.
What? I thought I paid you enough for this. Jeez.
Greg, a shower cap with the Scuba Radio logo does not make you an instructor.
Yeah, with Greg, it's all tough love. Yeah, you'll be a better diver if you figure out yourself, Abington.
If you live through this experience, you will be an expert diver.
If I had known this was going to happen, I would have given you a couple of pointers, because when I was a new diver, on my first live aboard trip, my very first dive, I learned a very important lesson with the same two people you were out with.
Yeah.
Captain Cocktail,
mm-hmm.
and Greg. In fact, I believe it was the trip where he got the moniker Captain Cocktail.
Uh-oh.
It was a live aboard trip, and we are in the Bahamas, mm-hmm. and the very first dive, we're all supposed to dive off the back of the boat, go around the port side of the boat,
yeah.
follow the line down to the dive site, and these two yahoos decide they're going to go off the other side of the boat, go underneath the boat, and they are my dive buddies. I end up a half a mile behind the boat at the surface
yeah.
by myself.
Tough love. That's what it was. Tough love.
We've all been there, Bill.
And I believe it was around my 10th dive. I hadn't gotten to the point yet, and I don't know, Abington, if you've gotten to the point yet, where the mechanics of the dive are not the only thing that you think about in the dive. You know what I mean? I mean, sure, you're going to see some fish down there, but you're constantly thinking about the dive when you're a new diver. You're thinking about all the things you need to remember, all the things you need to keep track of, but there gets to be a point, and you're probably close to it, where you eventually get to the point where, well, this is easy. I know how to do this. I can enjoy the dive now.
Well, she's looking at me, and she knows me enough, like, oh, my God, if Greg can do this, this must be a piece of cake. And she handled herself very well. You didn't get freaky or nothing, or she didn't seem nervous, anxious or anything. But she's an established pilot, and if she can fly planes, you know, diving's definitely a piece of cake. Pilots are used to these checklists and going all through this very formal training and type of thing, and diving not so much. It's a little less disciplined, I think. You think?
Well, in some ways, but in other ways, I mean, like when we jumped into the water and we were surrounded by all those jelly beans, which you have to kind of describe. I don't really know how to describe them.
Yeah.
But
she was narked. Yeah.
That was unreal.
She's calling
jelly beans.
These were little microscopic. Well, they weren't microscopic.
They're tiny jellyfish?
They're part of the jellyfish family.
Mm, okay.
But they're kind of about the size of a, they kind of look like about the size of a prune, California prune. That's translucent, and I don't know what the official term, but they belong to the jellyfish family. There were thousands and thousands of them in the first five, 6 feet of the water column, so that was kind of strange.
Yeah.
Jumping into that and think, oh, thank God they don't sting.
I know, totally. Yeah.
But
that kind of freaked me out at the beginning, but I mean, once I realized, oh, these you can kind of play with, you can touch them, there's no stinginess or anything.
They
so
taste delicious.
Yeah, well, the Yum. Fish loved them. Fish were eating on them for sure. And Abington was actually doing R&D. She was research and development of the new Marina dive watch that literally you just got a few of them right before we went diving, and passed with flying colors, did it not?
totally passed with flying colors. Water didn't get in it. That's positive. And it helped me keep track of my dive, the time. So that was positive. Mm-hmm. There's totally a few changes that we're going to still make on it that we just want to make it easier for the user, for the wearer. But overall, it was a standing ovation. I was really excited to actually test it out in the water at depth. And even the captain of the boat, she tried to steal our other girl, Andrea's watch. So it was good.
It was good indeed. The watch was received very well by the captain so much, she said, on the PA. She said, don't forget to tip your dive masters. They work for tips. Please be generous. And by the way, new dive watches make the perfect tip for the captain on the boat. She was admiring the new Abington watches, which will launch officially June, July-ish time frame. Is that the deal, Abington?
June, we start releasing the ones that backed us with the Kickstarter, and then after that in the public, we'll go on July.
There you go. AbingtonCo.com is the website. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Will you stop? The fun of a place like this is getting germs on your elbows.
I don't understand why anyone would want to come to a dive like this.
You say dive like it's a bad word.
Look around, people are having fun. It's a dive, Bree. Dive in.
It's a skin.
That's what it feels like when you come up for air. When you come up for air, you feel brand new when you come up for air. When you come up for air, that's what it feels like when you come up for air. When you come up for air, you feel brand new when you come up for air. When you come up for air.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. By the way, I gave out the address slightly incorrectly, as usual. The Abingdon Co.com is the website for Abington Watch Company that Abington is doing some cool stuff with these watches. And I got to say, you know, there are actually watches for women divers, but they are pretty cool. And a lot of the guys have looked at the watches, especially on the dive boat. Even the other dudes were looking at it like, hey, that's a pretty fashionable dive watch. Oh, what do you mean? It's only for women? Or men very much in touch with their feminine side? Or both? And she says she's willing to sell them to whatever sex will purchase them. But they are designed for women. So it's kind of like, in a sense, it's kind of sucks. You know what I'm saying? Because they are pretty colorful. They're cool. They got a nice little face on them, but they're very nice watches. And so the ladies got something that they can definitely brag on when they come out here in June.
And you can find that out at theabingdonco.com. The, T-H-E, Abingdon, A-B-I-N-G-D-O-N-C-O.
Yeah.
.com.
And it's about time the women Abingdon had Co. some bling to show off to the diving guys. I think it's, that's kind of what she's doing with that. And she's been wildly successful with the aviation watches, which is the industry she comes from. And now she's, you know, sticking her fin tips into the water and bringing these cool watches to the dive industry. So
very nice.
Good on her, for sure. And she's a good diver. I was wondering about that. You know, it'd been a while since I'd done any dive instruction. And, well, not that long, really. But I was taking her down there to get her some experience. And it was going to be interesting to see, like, okay, how well was she trained? From a dive instructor standpoint, you know, you're watching someone who's new like that. You don't want them to get in any trouble, or how are they going to handle themselves underwater? She was really good. Her buoyancy was good. Mm-hmm. Like I said, she didn't panic. I didn't think she'd panic at all. I mean, she's worse. I mean, she's used to dealing with some crazy things in the sky because she is a flight instructor. And you can imagine training someone like me in an airplane.
No, I can't.
You can't imagine that?
No, I can't. No, I won't.
Well, it's as exciting and exhilarating as it sounds.
It's worse.
It would, in kind of borderline nightmarish. But regardless, it was nice to kind of share, some of the underwater world with her. And, she's going to do some more diving and maybe join us on a trip or something down the road, for real.
That will be fantastic.
Yeah. All right. So Jerry the Diver Guy is online with us via the web as well from the mountains of West Virginia. And while I was down in South Florida, staying at the Gomez Hilton, which is Walt DeMartini's place that we tend to take over when we visit South Florida, as I did with Jerry a few months ago. And by the way, this trip, like last time, Jerry scored a 5-star review on TripAdvisor for the Gomez Hilton again. Are you surprised?
Oh, no, not surprised at all.
You would think after
greatest
that much.
Greatest place in South Florida.
There seems to be no sign of the Gomez Hilton losing any of its, shine, or going downhill at all. It's maintaining its perfect score on TripAdvisor. So Captain Walt's been doing a fine job. If we can sync up with him, we may talk to him a little bit later on the
it's
show
It's Walt's
today.
Punch, Greg, isn't it? Walt's punch.
Well, his welcome rum punch at the Gomez Hilton is impressive. And he had a lot of new amenities and some bling that he had laid out there at the property. It just keeps it top-notch for sure. But Jerry called me up while we were down there, or texted me, and he said, hey, I have a story that I came across that has Scuba Radio written all over it. And I don't think he meant that literally. It was figuratively because, well, I don't know. I'll let you take it from here, Jerry. The story, well, where did you see it first off? Where is this?
What's in the new issue of Sport Diving Magazine.
Okay, so that's the Patty
Dive
Magazine.
June issue.
Okay, so if you're a Patty member, you get this magazine as part of your membership. And so in this issue, I looked for it. I don't seem to have it in my stash of dive magazines right now. So I couldn't find it, but I did pull it up online and found the story. But basically, it's a kind of an environmental message or story about the folks in Iceland. Is that right, Jerry? Is that what it is? It's in
They're
Iceland.
Trying to teach everybody how to drink responsibly.
How to drink responsibly. Okay, when you're not diving, divers tend to end up at a tiki bar. They might order a cocktail or in this case, maybe they ask for an Icelandic beer. Or I guess the article says, please do not ask for an Icelandic beer because it's made out of what? What is it made out of?
Whale testicles.
Whale testicles smoked with sheep dung.
Ugh.
That is a new, I don't know if it's new. It was like back in January. They were having some kind of whale festival. Iceland is one of those places where they don't recognize whale protections. It's like them and Japan are the only countries that have said, hey, we're not going to buy into the fact that whales are endangered or whatever, and we like them. We want to eat them. And a lot of people are up in arms about that, as you can imagine.
And I imagine particularly the whale whose testicle was involved.
I'm guessing they wouldn't be a fan.
I would think that would be a sizable meal, though.
I don't know
I've had some Rocky Mountain oysters, and that wasn't small.
Oh, God.
So I'm really? Just thinking, you know, compare that size-wise, I'll bet you it's big. I bet you.
Well, it's a beer, first of all. It's a liquid, so they use this to flavor the beer, which I'm not, well, you know, the fact that they smoke it in sheep dung.
I thought you ate it while drinking a beer.
No.
In fact, I was thinking many beers.
A whale testicle scented or
the beer.
It's some kind of infused, this just sounds crazy.
It's the champagne of whales.
It's one of those environmental messages that you really shouldn't have to tell. I mean, like, anybody who thinks it'd be a good idea to drink, you know.
See you, see me, see men.
I don't know what that means, but that doesn't sound like a slogan that would sound appealing as far as a beer I'd reach for at the tiki bar. You hear what I'm saying? And the good thing is you can't get it anywhere.
Well, I bet you it's hearty.
Outside of Iceland.
I would imagine that's a hearty beer. That's not a summer sipping beer.
Well, it's Iceland, so isn't it cold there all the time? I mean, they have the first name Heiss, so I'm guessing, right?
May have a salty taste to it.
I'm guessing that could be the case, too, but I don't know.
Bartender, pour me a Moby Dick.
So it's nice that Jerry the Diver guy, you know, saw that story and thought of us. Why? Well, I apologize. We'll take whatever we can get, I guess, right? Yeah, okay. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy as well. We got a full crew pretty much here on the big show today. I just got back from South Florida. Now, we're talking about this crazy beer, you know, I saw down there. But, you know, I was having a lot of fun up there or down there in South Florida. Diving with Abington and Captain Cocktail. We're going to check in with Jeff here a little bit later on as well, who runs South Florida Diving Headquarters. But, you know, we drove by this place on the way to the dive shop that I had heard about, but I have not been to. There's actually, you know, and honestly, I haven't been down to South Florida diving, just playing around like that for quite a while. And there's a place right on US 1 called the Dive Bar. And it had a big dive flag and the whole thing. And we got to the dive boat, and I said, where did that place come from? Why haven't I seen or heard about this place? Or I'd heard about it, but I didn't know it was right there on US 1. They said, oh, yeah, it's been there like 7 years. Little hole-in-the-wall place with a diving theme in Fort Lauderdale. So I don't know. We got a new place we have to go, and I'm guessing they don't serve Moby Dick. And I'm not sure that's the beer name that they use for that Icelandic beer. Actually, once again, you can't get it, thank God, out of Iceland. But I don't know. We might have to schedule a little plan to head down there and check out the dive bar. You got that? Sound good? It's actually called
Sounds
the dive
like a
bar,
plan, man.
Why have we not heard of this place? So I guess what I'm saying, if you are familiar with the dive bar there in Fort Lauderdale, please email us. Or if you own the thing and you're a diver, call us up and invite us down for a free drink. And the key word being free. Right, Bill? You would go.
I would go if it was free.
Yeah. See? And, you know, it's modeled right after our show. We started Scuba Radio long before they opened this place. So I think it's only appropriate that we belong to that exclusive club since we are divers and it is the quote-unquote dive bar.
By the way, the beer is the Steggy Brewery's Flawler.
Okay.
Flawler.
Just forget it, because you don't want it, trust me.
Really?
Whale testicles? No.
Taste the outrage.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 112. While bubble watchers is the term most used to describe non-divers on a dive boat, feel free to treat them like the diving paparazzi scum they really are.
Would you mind if I took your picture? Now just stand still, please. Fix your hat a little bit.
Lady, you take my picture with that thing, I'm going to rip your brassiere off and strangle you with it.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Dives Alert Network. Done any diving lately, Nick?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I just got some drift diving in yesterday.
Ooh, drift diving. That's a great way to spend some time underwater.
Pretty relaxing, that's for sure.
But like all diving, there's some stuff to consider in order to stay safe.
You speak the truth.
So lay it on us.
Well, the first thing to consider is the nature of drift diving. It's unique in the fact that, unlike other kinds of diving, you don't enter and exit the water in the same point. On the contrary, in fact, that's the purpose of the dive. You enter the water at one point and drift with the current for a given period of time and exit the water at a pickup point.
It's like flying.
It's lovely. Generally, it's done with a dive master. The group dives together and stays near the dive master, who often tows a line or buoy so that the dive boat can keep track of the group's position and follow behind.
Sometimes the boat follows the bubbles instead, too.
Right. Which leads to an important piece of safety equipment every diver should carry.
Which is?
A safety sausage. On the off chance you're separated from the group, you can inflate the sausage and attract attention. It helps the dive boat find you. A whistle used in conjunction with the safety sausage is also helpful. Using both sight and sound to alert others to your position can only help. It's not the time to be shy.
What other preparations should you make to stay safe?
Be confident in your buoyancy control. It's a key element to drift diving. You'll be swimming in close group, which means close quarters with other divers. You want to be sure you can control your position in the water and avoid collisions. Not only can someone get hurt when this occurs, but you can get entangled or gear can get knocked loose. It's also likely you won't have an ascent line to follow on your way back to the surface, so you'll need to be able to make a controlled ascent, complete with a safety stop.
So buoyancy control is key, but since you mentioned close quarters, I'd add awareness to that as well.
You are absolutely right. Drift diving is extremely relaxing, and it's easy to get so caught up in being carried by the current that you lose track of your surroundings. But losing awareness of where you are leads to collisions with other divers, the reefs, other obstacles in the water, and none of that is a good thing.
What about drift dive planning?
If you're diving with an experienced commercial operator, it's crucial to listen to the procedures and profiles they outline. Dive at the depth they set, and air allowing, be prepared to limit your time to the agreed-upon profile. Follow the entry and exit procedures the operators follow, and be sure to listen to the contingency plan they give you on the off chance you're separated from the group. But never plan to leave the group. It's the nature of the dive. You'll be diving as a group, so be prepared to follow the rules set for the group.
Including surfacing early if someone runs low on air.
Of course. And that can be part of the planning, and no one should ever feel compelled to take shortcuts or compromise air consumption for the sake of the group's time underwater.
What if you're not diving with a commercial operator?
If you're not diving with an experienced commercial operator, never ever dive without a float buoy to follow and discuss all aspects of the plan, including pickup and separation before entering the water.
Are there any other aspects to consider?
Two things. Drift diving is a specialized kind of diving, and as with all specialties, we advocate getting specific training to teach you what you need to know.
And the other thing?
Be comfortable with your equipment and be sure your gear is comfortable on the surface. Because you enter and exit as a group, you tend to spend a little more time on the surface than you would if you were just entering and exiting as buddy teams. So make sure you can spend that time on the surface without being uncomfortable or expending excess energy. Drift diving is all about relaxing, and it starts at the surface.
If you've ever wanted to know what it feels like to fly, drift diving may be for you. But as with all other types of diving, it comes with its own set of safety, preparation, and training considerations. So before you take off, take the time to learn them all. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Ah!
Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer and Jimmy the Bubble Boy. We also have Jerry the Diver Guy. Is that his home base in Virginia at Mountain Divers? By the way, Jerry, are you doing any instruction this week? Is it warmed up enough up there in the mountains, or not so much yet? What do you think?
Well, we're doing book work right now.
Okay, so you're getting
all that stuff knocked out of the way.
Yeah, I gotta say, you know, when I was down in South Florida this week, I misjudged the water temp just a little bit. I thought it was going to be a little warmer than it was, you know, we're at the beginning of May. I was hoping to hit the like 78 at least on the water temp. It rained a couple days early in the week, and sure enough, that brought the water temp down to probably 76-ish. Okay, so, and that's just right there for me personally, where I could do the first 30-minute dive without a wetsuit, but the second dive, the second tank, forget about it. I was like, I literally started shaking. And Abington, she's all of like 90 pounds wet. You know what I'm saying? Well, she was wet. She was in the water. So but she seemed to handle the cold even better than I did. And
because you are a baby.
Well, I'm a warm water wuss is what I am.
You are a baby about water temperature.
No. It's just, you know, my blood is thinner because I live in Florida.
Which is factually inaccurate, but okay.
No, I live in Florida.
Well,
I really
do. You
do
live in Florida. It
yeah,
do
so
with
don't
the
say, don't
of
call me
blood.
A liar live on the radio. What do you create?
Yeah. In Greg's defense, women do tend to tolerate cold better than men do.
No.
They have that subcutaneous layer of fat.
You're saying
that is factually accurate.
Did you? You're calling women fat?
No, I'm saying they look
you
better
just did.
Because they
These
have
all women
a
fat.
Layer of subcutaneous fat, which actually smooths out their appearance.
You never use the word fat describing any woman, Bill, if you expect to be able to talk to them without being smacked. What? What, Bill?
I thought you were going in a different direction. I thought you were going to talk them into something.
Okay. Well, that's a different show.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'm a warm water wuss. What can I say? So I think I need another couple weeks for the water temp in the Atlantic. You know, to warm up or be more consistent. If it wouldn't have rained, it probably would have been okay. But that brought the water temps. Actually, Pete from Scuba Board is on with us now too. Pete, you'll back me up on this, right?
What do you know?
You won't. What do you mean no? You're down in Key Largo. I mean, you're having the same kind of water temps down there where I was. I was in you know, off of Pompano Beach, but the water temp there in Key Largo pretty much the same. It's the same ocean.
I just got through diving the caves, which were at 70 degrees.
Right.
And I wore just a bathing suit and a t-shirt.
What? You didn't wear a wetsuit in the Florida Springs?
How much subcutaneous fat do you
correct.
Have, Pete?
My theory, and I think it's a valid one, yes. If you're built like a manatee, you can dive like one.
Oh, quiet. Yeah, and by the way, if you want to go the Bruce Jenner route, I don't think that'll help you. You know, as far as that layer of fat that
but
Bill
you'd have the extra hair.
Okay, well, you can grow that out if you're a guy.
Right, I'm
well,
just
if
saying.
You're not Bill, but well, yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was a bald joke. All right. Well,
poor Bill.
So, but I'm surprised. So you can dive the springs at 74 degrees.
70.
Well, now, how was the water 70? I thought it's always 74 or 76 in the Florida Springs.
Thinking's not 72. Your strong suit.
Well, this may
see,
be.
I'd heard that it was always 72.
It's between 68 and 72 throughout Florida.
Yeah.
The spring I was in, Jenny Springs, was a constant 70 while I was in there.
Okay. It's 74 in Yucatan. That's what it is.
Did have a few people, you know, their eyebrows went up. When they saw me in just a bathing suit.
Yeah, they were like,
I admit
insane?
That.
Insane. Yeah. Well, you know, and actually, Abington brought this up on the dive boat when she was asking about should we have wetsuits and what should we bring for the dives down there in South Florida. She said, You know, or I told her, I said, well, I'm not planning to use one. I think it'll be warm enough. And of course, I was wrong. But then I explained, and I said, the downside, you know, if you want to get a wetsuit and it's not yours and it's a rental, just understand there's two types of divers, divers that pee in their wetsuit and divers that lie about it. And if you don't wear a wetsuit, you don't have to worry about that. Right, Pete? Yeah?
That's true. That's very true.
You could just let it flow right over your dive buddy. I was
letting it flow in the Florida aquifer.
Okay. Well, and yeah, take another swig of water while you're at it. Yeah, but the key to that is if you're ever diving with your buddy and you're not wearing wetsuits, always be the lead diver. You hear
that
what I'm saying?
That warm spot.
It's not a thermocline.
It
has a technical name. It's called a urincline.
Oh, there you go. All right. We got a lot of more disturbing facts about divers that we'll share just because that's what we do here. And we'll get some more diving news and information out there for you as well. Coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Did you know fewer than 2% of divers ever achieve the PADI Master's Scuba Diver Rating? Earning your Master's Scuba Diver Rating places you in an elite group. People will know you've spent time underwater in a variety of environments with significant experience and training. Rescue Diver Certification with 5 specialties and a minimum of 50 log dives are all you need. And for a limited time, get a free e-card when you earn your PADI Master's Scuba Diver Rating. So join the elite. Contact your local PADI Dive Center resort or instructor to plan your journey towards Master's Scuba Diver today.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Can I help you, boys?
I want to return a fish.
Damn it!
What?
That's the 9th return I've had this week. What's wrong with it? Oh, let me guess. It killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, dude.
Damn it. It's just like all the other returns.
Joy to the fishes and the people sing. Joy to you and me.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And I was diving in South Florida this week. You know, we're based in Orlando, so it's a quick little jaunt. That's kind of one of our local watering holes that we can go down there and get our diving fix. And I cruised right past Fort Pierce, and I shouldn't have because I forgot that this is the 300th anniversary of the sinking of the Spanish treasure fleet of 1715. And our buddy Carl Fismer sent me an email to remind me of such stuff, but of course I got his email after I left. And I should have stopped there because this is one of the only places still where you can use a metal detector on the beaches in Florida. You know, they're like outlawing this, and all the, you know, the government's kind of getting in the pockets of everybody trying to find their own little gold coin. But you can do this in Fort Pierce right now still. And Carl Fismer, that's with a C, carlfismer.com, he definitely would be the guy to reach out to. He's like the treasure guru. Featured in the new book, by the way, with our buddy John Chatterton, that comes out here in June as well. Just look up John Chatterton, you can find that. But John actually, you know, he relied on some of Carl's treasure hunting research to find some gold out in the Dominican Republic, which that book documents. His latest book that's coming out in June documents that little fiasco. But I don't know. Pete from Scuba Board, have you been out to Fort Pierce? Have you done that? Have you done any gold?
I have not. When you're telling this, I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, we got to go down there and find some gold coins. I mean,
no, I got to go up there. You can go down there.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you're in Key Largo and that kind of thing. But I don't know. I'm still kind of caught up on this water thing. So do you if you're diving in
you're caught up on the water thing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has their own comfort level.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Not everyone's the same.
Well, what's your threshold for wanting to put on a wetsuit? If you can dive 70-degree water, and for people who don't dive and they're listening to this, they're thinking, oh, 70 degrees, that sounds great. But in the water, that is ice. That is freezing cold water.
Well, to you, it's ice and freezing cold water. To me, it's refreshing.
Mm-hmm. So you're running hot, is what you're saying there, Pete.
My heart is hot blooded. What can I say? Yeah. I was born in Colombia.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Yeah, that's right. He has some Colombian in him. So
muy caliente.
Yeah. There he's spicy. Yeah. Anyway, but do you have a temperature that you think, okay, now I'll put on a wetsuit? I mean, how cold will
probably 65-ish starts to get a bit much for
65.
Me.
65. My God. I can't even dive an 8 mil in 65. You know, the only thing that saves me on, the development of these new rash guards with the heating elements in them, that are a godsend for someone like me. Because I couldn't even dive California waters, which that's what you're talking about. If you, like, you know, when we go out to Long Beach for the scuba show here at the beginning of June, and if we wanted to hop on the ferry and run over to Catalina Island,
that's
water
54-ish.
Well, there you go. That's way damn too cold for any human, if you ask me. You know, for my,
I'll be wearing a dry suit or a 7 mil in that.
Well, what if you were? I bet a 6 mil or 5 mil with one of these heated rash guards, that would do it. Don't you think?
Possibly. I've never tried one of those heated rash guards. I rely on that urine cline we talked about.
Well, this is true. Yeah. And matter of fact, Abingdon was asking me about the heated rash guard. She said, well, wouldn't that work in a good in a situation like this? And I said, well, you wear those generally under your wetsuit to heat the water like you would if you were to just let it flow in your wetsuit. Same type of effect.
I don't think you're going to be able to heat the entire ocean with it. That's my guess.
Well, you couldn't do that with your super urine either, I don't think, could you?
No, but I'm saying if you were to wear it without a wetsuit, you'd actually have to heat the entire ocean for it to be effective.
You found that that's actually the superpower of Captain Cocktail.
Super Can you urine. Turn that off switch on or flip the switch to off?
No.
You're in trouble.
It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're in trouble. I get what you said there.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I explained that to her, and then she had not heard
Pete
about
Pete actually
the
thinks he's a 10.
What do you mean?
You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, he thinks he's a 10, but let's be honest. You're an 8.
Oh, jeez. Really? You are quite a punster. That is fantastic.
I am puntastic.
Yes.
A little flashback to
this. Is this what we refer to as a pissing match?
Oh, gosh. Let's just stop now.
Bill,
stop it.
Don't cross the streams. Don't cross the streams.
Bill, you're inebriated.
Oh, my God. Really? Just stop it, all of you. We have a show to do. This is important information we're trying to share with the world.
Anybody got a peanut?
I just can't win.
That's a brilliant reference, and I hope you got it.
No.
I bet only about 10% of the people got the reference on that.
My favorite kind.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Well, I'm sure I'll get an email from Mom later. It's like, why do you let this happen? It's just what we do. Anyway, all right. Well, we got that to talk about and much, much more. Some interesting little news tidbits. A new dive site. I don't know. We're kind of focusing on Florida today, just by default of me being down there, maybe. But there's actually some other cool news. A new dive site that is going to be available for divers around the world here coming up in the next few months. And we will share that information with you if you stick around and hang with us right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That's all coming up in hour two.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the mud here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.